It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello Charlotte, how are you?
Hi Toby, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in research into the ECLO, that's the Eye Clinic Liaison Service, help with an RNIB top tips guide for visually impaired parents of children aged between 2 and 4, and an opportunity to help Alzheimer's Scotland with a new digital platform. Charlotte, we start with that ECLO survey.
Yes. So we would like to hear from people who have had support from one of RNIB's Eye Clinic Liaison Officers, as we call them, ECLOs. And if you have, then we'd really like your help. You may have had support from an Eye Clinic Liaison Officer at a hospital. And if you have, then you may have been asked to complete a short survey a few weeks after your visit. This survey helps us to review our Eye Clinic Liaison service, and it also helps us to improve the service overall. And we would like to review the survey questions, and in so doing, we'd like to run a focus group of 5 or 6 people to help us with this. We will be asking for your perspective on the wording of the survey, how we should include people in the survey, and if there are any additional questions that we could ask. The focus group will be held virtually the week of the 9th of August, and it will take no more than an hour and a half. If you are interested in taking part, then please do send an email to Abby Jones, that's abby.jones@rnib.org.uk. And if you could let us know how long you've lived with your sight condition, this would be really helpful, as we want a varied mixture of people. And you don't need to have completed the survey previously, but receiving a service from an ECLO would really help in terms of thinking.
Now we have that new RNIB Top Tips Guide for visually impaired parents of children between the ages of 2 and 4.
Yes, we do. So we've been contacted by the Children, Young People and Families team here at RNIB. And the team are looking for parents and carers who have sight loss to help them produce a new Top Tips Guide. Their first guide, which covers pregnancy to the first year, has been a great success. And so they would now like to produce a second Top Tips Guide, which will cover ages 2 to 4, to support other new parents who are living with sight loss. This guide will give advice on equipment or aids that you have found most useful when caring for your child, frequent obstacles that you have come across and methods to overcome these, and finally, just general tips and techniques that you use in parenting that help with day-to-day life.
Charlotte, so how can parents and carers help then?
Yes, so if you are a blind or partially sighted parent or carer, then we need your help to create this new parents guide, as your input as people with lived experience will be really insightful for us. If you have some useful knowledge and experience and you would be happy to share your own tips to help other parents out, then please do get in touch with Lisa Binnington by email at cypf@rnib.org.uk. Or you can call our helpline on 03 03 123 9999 and leave a message with Lisa Billington from the CYPF team. You can also check out our first guide online by heading to www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices Opportunities, and this opportunity along with the guide will be listed on that page. Please do share this guide with anyone else that you think might find it useful.
Finally, we have that request from Alzheimer's Scotland for help with the accessibility of a new digital platform.
Yes, so Alzheimer's Scotland have launched a new digital platform called About Digital and Me, which they abbreviate to ADAM. This platform helps families living with dementia to find the technology that they need to live well at home. ADAM has been co-designed by people living with dementia, and their families have been involved in its creation from the onset. They are currently developing ADAM to also include other long-term conditions, and they would be keen to hear from people with sight loss and to see how they find using the ADAM platform. Is it accessible? Is it easy to navigate?
So how can visually impaired people help then?
Yes, so they are looking for around 6 to 8 people to join them for a user experience workshop to gather feedback on the ways that they can make Adam more accessible for people living with sight loss. The workshop will be about an hour long and it will take place virtually on Microsoft Teams. You can view Adam as it stands just now by simply visiting www.meetadam.co.uk. The first session will take place on either the 17th of August or the 25th of August, and then the second session will take place either on the 31st of August or the 7th of September, and all sessions will have a 2 p.m. start time. If you would be interested in being involved in the workshop, then please do contact their Adam Products and Testing Facilitator, Rachel McLaughlin, at rmclaughlan@alzscot.org, and your views will be incredibly helpful to Rachel and the team in designing Adam to make it more accessible for people with a visual impairment.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Yes, of course, Toby. So the Adam opportunity and the first guide opportunities are both listed on our Connect Voices webpage. So that's www.rnib.org.uk and search for Connect Voices opportunities. So you'll be able to read over those opportunities again and also get the contact details if you're interested in getting in touch and helping out with those. But if you would like to hear about more involvement opportunities across the RNIB and also externally, then please do consider joining our Connect Voices Facebook group. Simply head to Facebook and search for RNIB Connect Voices.
Well, thank you as always, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.